the good girls go to What's up?
What's up?
Welcome to Lady and the Harlot.
Yes.
I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl. We're having a couple of drinks right now. Some sangria.
Yeah.
You know how that creeps up on you.
Yeah, that's
slowly but surely.
Yes, it's all like, oh, this is yummy. This is like juice. It's like fruit punch. And then all of a sudden it's like,
ooh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So how are you, Cheryl?
I'm tired, actually.
That sangria got to you. Oh, man. So welcome to another episode of Lady and the Harlot. This week, we are actually going to talk about the lost art of wooing. I wanted to talk about this a while ago because I don't know when this started, but at my job, one of the kids that works
the for kids
me, the kids 20 something year olds yeah, so this kid that works for me was interested in this girl that works next door. There's like a bakery, right? And he's like, oh, she's not in today, or oh, you know, I hear that she's gonna come in later or whatever, right? So I was like, so I said, oh, so you have a thing for this chick. And he's like, yeah. I was like, well, if you're not sure that if she's coming in or not, like, why don't you call her? Right? Because I'm old school and I believe in calling somebody. Right?
You know, because I thought that's what still existed today.
Right, right. Well, clearly we're both wrong because he's like, I don't have her number, but I have her Insta. And I was like, how do you have her Instagram, but you don't have her phone number? Like, why wouldn't you ask? Like, have you spoken to her? Well, clearly you've spoken to her because you got in her Instagram.
Right.
But I'm like, why didn't you ask for her phone number? Oh, well, yeah, well, I don't know. I just asked her for her Insta. So I follow her on Insta. Yeah. And I was
That's
just
so funny.
I was just like,
I know you looked at her with the, you know, with him with the puzzle face, like, huh?
Yeah, I was like, like, you should probably just get her number if you're that much into her.
Yeah, if you're serious about getting to know her.
So, according to the children, they say...
The children
of the corn.
I thought about that too, that movie.
what they come back with is, you just ask for their socials, their social medias. And that's what they do now. They don't really ask for phone numbers. They don't talk. So this is why it bothers me, because here we are in a world where we have...
This is where the lack of communication comes into play.
Right. You don't know how to communicate.
But this generation, and even ours, unfortunately, because we've fallen trapped into that when it comes down to
it. But I do think that people around our age are still prone to wanting to do the actual phone call thing.
Yeah, right? I agree. But then there's some that are converting the other way.
Right. Yeah. So I say the lost art of wooing is because, I know some people are like, what is wooing? So let's just start there, right?
The definition of wooing
is try to gain the love of someone, especially with the view of marriage. Even if it's not
with the view of marriage.
Right. It's just to gain.
Yeah. To
someone.
Really, if you're really interested in that person.
Right.
You know, you woo them. You try to bring them, reel them in, so to speak.
Right. So I'm just like, what? When do we go wrong? Like, when did this stop? You know? And I think about, I know I've spoken about my first, like, serious relationship.
I think it stopped in our generation.
Right. I think it just stopped dead in its tracks in our relationship. In our generation. Yeah. So, you know, he would do, so one of the things that I always remember of something that he did was, and he had already gotten me. It wasn't even like a thing of like, let me try to get this girl. Like, but he was still romanticizing me, so to speak, I guess. But so here I am in high school. I'm in an all girl Catholic high school.
Yeah.
And he had my schedule. So he knew what period classes I would be in at certain times. So on Valentine's Day, he pretty much broke into my school.
I used to hate Valentine's Day. I'm just being honest. You're
just being a bitter old.
Yes, I was bitter.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either. It's such a commercial holiday. You're not even. Yeah, a holiday, but that's but the yeah. day
you're supposed to like do it up.
No, you know? But you're supposed but you to
do it up every day.
I think you should do it. I think it means more when there's nothing behind it, as like, oh, it's Valentine's Day, so I'm getting you these flowers, or yeah, whatever, right? But with him, that particular day, I obviously have never experienced anything like this, but mm-hmm. he pretty much broke into the school. He came in and said that he was the lunch lady's son. Right. And the lunch lady had a daughter, and then he had like roses, and he brought them to the cafeteria because he knew I would be at lunch.
Right.
And he came downstairs, and the whole cafeteria got silent. Because all the girls were like, oh, there's a man in the building.
Yeah.
And he's cute. that's where their heads were at. Of course, my friends knew who he was or whatever. And I'm talking to my friends and being the silly person that I am, acting a fool. And my friend, she's like, her face is just like frozen. And I'm like, what? And she's pointing like behind me. And I turn around and he's there with roses. Oh. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, what are you doing here? And he's just like, I just wanted to bring these to you. I'm on my lunch break. I love you. I'll see you later when you get home, you know? And he gave me a kiss. Everyone was
like, aww.
Everyone was like, oh my God. Some girls were crying and I'm like, okay. Why are you crying? You know, like, oh,
I wish I wish I had that.
Yeah. It's like the notebook.
It's that, like, the notebook didn't, you know, wasn't, yeah.
I'm not like a chick flick type of person, but I get it, you know?
Yeah. Notebook came back, you know, out later.
Yeah.
When we were out of high school and college.
Right. Right. But it was just so funny because like by the time I got upstairs, everybody had heard what happened, you know, and he would just do little things like that. And it was nice. And then I started
it's sweet.
Yeah. It's definitely thoughtful. Very sweet. Very out of the box. That's for sure. Like, hey, I'm going to pretty much break into my girlfriend's school.
I mean, when a guy does something like that, that proves to you how much they really.
Yeah. The thought.
Yeah. It's just thought mm-hmm. that they care mm-hmm. to the point that they, you know, do something like that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Not too many men do that stuff nowadays. It's a shame.
Yeah, but I don't know why. And then so now here we are. And Cheryl's on this dating site.
Yes. With my sister being Cheryl 2.0.
Sereno. Fucking Sereno.
Because, you know, some men don't realize that, you know, she's kind of the one that's behind the scenes.
and so one of the guys that
she kind of like filters them out. Yes. And she's like, okay, Cheryl, this one is good to go.
Yeah. I'm like a fluff person. I'm a fluff girl. I fluff them up for you. I'm like, your dude is ready. Now you can get in the driver's seat and take over. And see if this guy can rise to the occasion. So yeah, so one of the guys that wrote her, I was in a conversation with, and obviously he's thinking that I'm her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the conversation, we weren't even talking like an hour, and he was already asking me like, what would you do to surprise me? Like, dude.
Yeah. And this is so annoying, you know, because I don't want to date any guy that's, you know, rushing into something like that. You know, I've dealt with that in the past when my naive Cheryl version of myself, you know, now I think I'm looking for something with more substance, so to speak, more serious. So the very first thing that happens, if some guy starts talking directly about sex, not even like us having a full conversation, then it's just like a big no-no.
And it's just stupid because they're talking about like, I really want to get to know the person. And not really. And what I've noticed is that a lot of the guys have the same profile. They're working out.
Everybody's working out, everybody's getting fit, everybody's eating healthy. Okay, yeah. I want to. So it kind of says the same thing in my profile too.
Okay. Yeah, but there's no pictures of you in the gym.
No, sorry.
You know what I mean? But like majority of the guys is pictures of them in the gym. And then
they think that's what's going
to
attract.
Right. And then they all say the same thing. Like, I like to have fun. No shit. Everybody likes to have fun.
Of course. Yeah.
Everybody likes to have fucking fun. So to me personally, I feel like I shouldn't have to write like, I like to have fun. I'm not looking for drama. No drama here.
If no, you're into drama.
If you're into drama, look at somebody else's profile. It's like, where is somebody going to actually admit to themselves that they like drama? Some people are so fucked up in the head, they don't realize that they like to attract drama.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's get it straight here. There's no need to put down that you're not looking for drama, because I don't think anybody really is. And there's no need to put down that you like to have fun. Everybody likes to have fun.
Exactly. Right?
So, yeah, one of the guys that wrote her, so he was like, oh, what would you do to surprise me? And I was just like, oh,
here we go.
Not a goddamn thing. Right. Like, you don't know anything.
Her response was like the funniest.
I'm going to read it.
Because she was just like over it. And yeah. She's just like, you know what, you know.
Let me have fun.
Yeah, now let me have fun with this.
Now you know? It's time to have fun. Yeah. Now it's time for me to be.
Because clearly this guy is not being serious. So, you know, I'm going to be stupid about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't tell me you're looking for the one. Don't tell me that you like to cook and. You know, you're looking for that special someone.
Because that's how he started out.
Yeah, that's his profile. And then that's how he was talking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it switched to, so what would you do to surprise me?
Yeah.
So
in a sexual way.
Right. So my response was being kind of stupid and naive. And I was like, he goes, can you tell me? I said, no, because if I did, it wouldn't be a surprise.
Right.
Like, stupid. Right. So then his response was, that's true. And would spoil the surprise. He said, although you can give me one scenario, say I come home from a long day at work and I find you in the kitchen cooking dinner.
Oh,
my
God.
Question is, how would I find you? I said, easy, in the kitchen, because you would smell the food that I'm cooking.
No, he was thinking to himself, like, is this girl for real? Does she understand the question that I'm asking her? Even though we understand perfectly.
I know. I mind
you, we say we, you know, because, you know, he's really talking to my sister over here. And I'm just looking at the responses.
She's watching the conversation. Yes.
And I'm laughing at it.
As I'm writing him. So mind you, here I am in Staten Island writing him. She's here in Long Island reading the conversation that I'm having with a guy that's interested in her. And I'm like... Oh, and I'm on the phone with her, so I'm like,
yeah.
I'm,
and it was funny, you know,
I was
because
like, can I please just have fun?
Yeah, because we're not listen. At the end, they were not stupid. Yeah. Okay, we know when a guy is trying to redirect it towards a sexual type of conversation. Yeah.
How would right? I say home? You're home cooking, and how would I find you?
Yeah, like come on. And this is not even like, it's not like first, second, you know, this is not like the third, fourth time we're having this,
this is the first
20,
yes. 30 minutes of a conversation.
Like, sorry, wrong one.
But it was just so funny to me because that, like, I'm even
you need to read the rest of that conversation.
I'm going to read it in a second. But what my thought was that this guy is so fucking boring. Let's say
he worked in the gym.
Yes.
Like, he was a personal trainer.
Right.
You know, so that was a. No offense to personal trainers out there, but for this guy, it was kind of a classic indicator to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I, no offense, you know, it's sad because of my ex. I tend to write guys off.
Oh, yeah.
That are in certain build. Mm-hmm. And I do think, you know, some of them are pretty cocky because of how they look and how they come off. Mm-hmm. And they're very full of themselves. So instantly.
And it's just, not attractive.
No, it isn't attractive. It's a turnoff.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. And so here it is where he's trying to get you to woo him. And it's like,
sweetie,
I'm not even into you like that right now. No. I'm trying to get to know you.
Exactly. And you reached out to me.
Right.
If I could recollect.
Yes.
So you're supposed to be trying to
woo you.
Yeah. And woo me, impress
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
For me to continue to want to talk to you.
Right. Right. Like, tell me what you would do to surprise me.
Exactly. Right?
So I'm thinking to myself, like, I was like, even if I was into him or even if I were you and we're pretty... similar in that sense, right?
Right.
And let's say we were into this guy.
we. You know, because we have another story to tell when it comes down to that.
So let's say we were into this guy. Right. I was like, this is a really boring fantasy. Like, the way it's starting off, it's so boring.
Right.
Like, say I come home from a long day at work and I find you in the kitchen cooking dinner.
Okay.
Right
now, I'm gonna be real. If this is someone that I'm with, mm-hmm. yeah, you'll find me however you want to find me.
Well, what's so funny is he says, I find you in the kitchen cooking dinner. My question is, how would I find you? That's why I was like, you're a fucking idiot. You are a fucking idiot. I find you in the kitchen, but how do I find you?
Right. I know, you know, we both know how he wants to find me.
So I say easy, right? So I go easy in the kitchen because you would smell the food I'm cooking, right? Like a dumbass. So he goes, well, I'm sure the food is going to smell amazing. Would you be wearing something special for me? I also have a lovely bouquet of flowers for you, of course. So that was where he's like trying to woo me, right? Or us.
Even though he's trying to woo us.
He's trying to woo you, right?
Yeah.
So then I said, well, so he's asking like, what would you be wearing? Would you be wearing something special for me? And my response is, I would be wearing a muumuu with an apron on.
I could just imagine what the hell he was thinking.
He was probably like, he's probably sitting there all hard waiting for that sexy response.
Yeah, because that's what he's waiting for. Right. He's waiting for that sexy response. Right.
And a sexy
I'm wearing nothing at
I'm
all.
Wearing high heels. I'm wearing my red bottoms is what I'm wearing.
Yeah, it's been nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Right? Like, come on. I'm wearing a fucking muumuu with an apron on it. I gave the most unattractive outfit I could think of. I should have gotten more into depth. Like, I'm wearing gray sweatpants with oil stains on it and a ripped up dirty wife beater. That's what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Oh God.
So then
is this the same woman I see in the pictures right now?
Right? So then his next thing, so he's really trying to like hold on to this like fantasy and trying to make it happen. So his next
response, probably fantasizing about my pictures and then thinking about that at the same time.
So then his next thing is, I'm sure you will look absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
Nobody looks spectacular in a muumuu, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then he puts down heels or barefoot. Right. Don't spit it out.
So her response to this is pretty funny.
So my and the way I build it up too, I go, better than that. Dot dot dot. Are you ready? Chanclas. So for you guys that don't know what chanclas are, this is fucking like house shoes, like flip-flops, like sandals.
Yeah, that the old folks wear.
No, the old Hispanic women wear that they beat their kids with when they act up. They get hit with a fucking chancla.
Yeah.
Either on the side of the head or just like whipped down to size.
I'm sure he instantly knew what that was.
I don't know, because he's so dumb.
He's Italian. Right. Yes, he's Italian. I forgot he's not.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, I was like, okay, I'm going to wrap this shit up. Like, you know,
yeah, I don't even think he responded after that, did he?
No, I responded and I said something along the lines of like, oh, well, I said, look, clearly you want something different from me. I hope you find it. Have a nice life. And then we blocked him.
Right. As I've done half of the people on Match.
Blocked. Oh my God. It's like,
oh God. It's so funny.
Yeah. I actually took screenshots of some of these guys that wrote and you know what? It's interesting because, you know, I wish it's always the guys that you look at and I feel sorry, but you know, they never have a shot at anybody, but they shoot their shot.
Oh yeah. There's some guys that's just like, yeah,
they,
you have, I'm not going to say chutzpah, you know, whatever like that.
It is chutzpah.
Yeah.
We're not two yentas, but
I know we're not. You were not. You know, I have a lot of Jewish friends. So yeah, I know some of the Jewish terms. But chutzpah, yes. Yeah.
Or as they say, you have some cojones.
Yeah.
But it's no good.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you really should not be trying.
Yeah. There's some people on there that's just like, yeah.
There was
their profile is just their picture. It's like, why? Why would you post this? I don't understand. And then they're reaching out to me and they're like, block.
Yeah, I think, well, she goes through it really, really fast. She's like, block. Yeah. Like she bobbing and weaving in a boxing match type of block. Yeah. But
listen, the choices are very limited in terms of what is probably potential.
But you know what's so funny was when the TikTok video that I sent you with the old man, like that he's his dating profile, he's got his foot up on the car, like
With the woman who posted that. That was so funny.
It's so funny because it shows this woman makes a TikTok video and she posts like two pictures of guys that have hit her up, mm-hmm. Pretty much trying to woo her. Right. But so the first picture is like a guy, he's got the car door open, but he has his foot up on the roof of the car, and then it looks like he has his grandson, who's probably a toddler, standing there with his head down because little boy looks embarrassed, like, why is my grandpa doing this? And then he puts that as his profile picture. Mm-hmm. We also had the guy that had the profile. He had his Tinder profile as his profile picture.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
He put his Tinder profile up. And when I say Tinder, it said it.
Like, it said it.
Took a snapshot.
And posted it. Yeah. Like, you can crop it out, homeboy. If you don't know how to do that. Right. Get your grandkids to help you.
Because he was much older, obviously. Yes.
So I don't know how to crop a picture. What's
and
a
then, and then that same woman that same woman showed a second picture of a guy who had like a silk ruffled shirt and she said something about
I'm gonna play it.
It's the funniest
I gotta play it. I'm gonna play it for you guys once.
Now if you I swear I wish we could show you the pictures of these guys because you'd be laughing your heads off. You know, I don't know what some men think, but you know, just have a suave, you know, picture of yourself. And a suave doesn't mean let me throw my leg up on the hood of my car with my nephew or whoever,
my grandson
you know, right there at the passenger side or whatever.
I found this, so I'm gonna play it. Hopefully it plays. 1 second.
But it's funny.
I don't know if it's gonna play.
Hopefully it does.
I don't
because we've kind of given a description of it, but it would be funny if you could actually hear exactly what she said.
Yeah, here we go.
Welcome to another episode of Why a Bitch is Still Single in 2022.
Why a Bitch is Still Single?
Because I just can't take it no more.
We can all relate to that for those single women.
I had to make this video because people be thinking I be lying, I be making up shit. No, like, the dating world is really in the pits of hell right now. Like,
I can 100% agree with that.
But if you are not single, work that shit out, please. Because this is the type of shit you're going to have to deal with. I don't know why this man messaged me. I like older men, but listen, this is some bullshit. Why the fuck do you got your leg cocked up on top of this car like that? I don't know if that's your grandson, your son, but the baby even got his head down because he don't even want to engage in this bullshit. Why did you take this picture? Who took it and promoted it for you to post it? I have so many questions. Like, y'all come get y'all uncle, y'all papa. I don't know who the fuck this nigga is, but please, like, he needs some real friends. I'm over it. I'm fucking over it. Like, who grandpa is wearing this George Washington shirt?
So this is the second guy she's talking about.
The same shirt slaves used to wear in front of the slave masters when they had a nice dinner or event. Like, bro, fuck out of here. I'm so over this shit. Like, God, please come get us right now.
God. Yeah, so it was so funny. So
she's talking about two different guys now. The second one, she's talking about the slave master. They wear a shirt in front of the slave master. This is the second guy who... he was an older guy, bald head, who had a silk white shirt
with ruffles,
mind you, and he was taking a picture, looked like in the bathroom of himself with the camera.
Yeah, like, why would you post that as your picture?
why do a lot of men do shit? You know what? You know what I said that I wanted to do. Because it's we. You know, I wanted us to actually do the reverse because I would love to see the type of women that are on this site.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I would love.
So we'll make, I want to make up a site or a profile.
You know, we're not trying to catfish nobody, so don't get that twisted. But we just want to see.
What are men encountering?
Yes, because, you know, hey. Like they're encountering me, but then you have these men that's just like, why would you reach out to me?
So, I mean, I kind of sort of saw some of it with my aunt's profile because my aunt is gay. And so, you know, she's a lesbian. So a lot of the women that hit her up are rough looking. Whoo. And I'm like, why did they post this picture? Say almost the same thing.
Right.
The only thing that I've heard different is that with a lot of guys that I know that are on dating sites, is that there are so many women trying to just get paid.
Which is crazy.
They ask for money, you know? So it's this whole art of wooing. I don't know if guys are looking for us to woo them.
And that shit ain't happening. Not anymore. Not with me.
Yeah, I feel like
It should be from both sides. Yeah, you know, as much as you're interested in me, you need to show it. And if I'm interested in you, I'll show it. Right. 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way. Like, if I see you doing something that's extremely thoughtful,
yes,
I have no problem reciprocating.
Of course. Same.
You know?
And I'm always, like, showing. I'll treat you like a freaking king.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But I need to see that in return.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, and I would do little out of the box things and special things and stuff like that. And there was this guy that I used to follow on Instagram. I totally forgot about him, but he did.
Yeah, I remember you.
I loved his video because he was like, he's like, you take her out to dinner. You're going to do something that she could do for herself. He goes, do something.
Thank you.
He goes, do something out of the box. Take her on a fucking vacation. And I was like, yes.
Thank you. Because motherfucker, I could take myself to dinner. I could tuck myself to that nice restaurant and have a $300 bill. Okay.
Yeah,
I could pay that myself by myself. Okay. Don't think that you're doing something special for me by doing that.
Yeah. Like I bought you dinner.
How about you buy me that $4,000 Louis Vuitton bag? Okay. even though I could buy that for myself, but just to show that how much you care, how about you buy it for me?
Yeah, like, that's extremely thoughtful.
Extremely. Even though I'm not looking for that, let's keep it real. I'm not.
Me would be like, I'm not. It would be so funny. I'd be like, don't buy me the Louis Vuitton bag. Just give me the money for the Louis Vuitton bag so I can pay my rent. That's 2 months of my rent right there.
I'd rather the Louis Vuitton bag.
Keep a roof over my head. No. Yeah.
But, you know, we're two independent women, so we're not looking for nobody to take care of us.
Yeah,
we just want somebody who's solid that's on the same page as us.
I want something that's solid, yeah, but I would like a unique, thoughtful date, you know?
Same here.
And I was actually telling you the other night when we went out that, like, you know, it's so common because they're like, oh, we can, and everybody's profile says, oh, we can meet up over a cup of coffee or, you know, for dinner. It's always cup of coffee or dinner, cup of coffee or dinner. Well, number one, I don't drink coffee.
I do. Starbucks. Right. Love it.
Right.
Even though all of them are talking about Starbucks.
Yeah. And the other thing for me is I don't need a night dinner date. So
a night dinner date leads into something that's, you know.
Yeah, but I can have sex during the day too, which is also inside exciting. So,
yeah. But so you know how, you know, some people think.
So
obviously.
I'm okay with the breakfast date. So I typically kind of throw guys for a loop when they're like, oh, can we meet for dinner? And let's say it doesn't work out for the both of us. I say, well, I can't do dinner, but I could do breakfast.
Yes.
You know, and they'd be like, what? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even that's a nice little twist on things.
Right.
You know,
men do something different.
Yes, please.
You know, not the usual.
Think outside of the box.
Because, you know, I'm not the typical woman. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to know that until you meet me and get to know me.
Right.
Dagna's not the normal, typical woman, but you're not going to know that until you get to know her.
Well, I kind of put myself out there.
Yeah,
I'm an open book.
You kind of know from the beginning as you're talking to her. But this is not the norm.
Yeah, yeah.
She's special.
Like
one in a million. Love of a lifetime.
Oh my god, I'm doing good. I got these four
I'm
Kit
being
Kats
serious when I say that
I have these four Kit Kats sitting here and I didn't eat one yet, but yeah, so anyway, so let's see, is there something that you could suggest to people about wooing and the proper way of wooing besides think out of the box and do something unique?
Think outside the box. You're asking me to think right now.
I sure am. Damn right.
Sorry, you know, because, you know, I'm having a couple of drinks right now. So she's asking me to actually think. So my thought process, you know, tends to go someplace else. You know, I think it's just more of a communication. If you're interested in somebody, jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what I've noticed when it comes down to this whole dating world, people are so used to texting and, oh, you know, and procrastinating when it comes down to actually meeting somebody.
Right.
And for me, if I'm interested in somebody and if, you know, the conversation is flowing, I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you. I'll have no problem going out for a drink or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, there's one guy who I've been chatting with, and it's just like,
she rolling her eyes.
It's like, you know, I like to just keep it moving, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't mind being friends with somebody and being cool, because that's how I picture this. I don't take this person seriously at all, mm-hmm. because he hasn't proven for me to take him seriously.
Right.
So it's just like, oh, you know, you want to chat? Okay.
Yeah. How's your day? How's your day?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'll play the friend role. You know, I don't got no problem
but
with that.
But what bothered me with him was the fact that, you know, he had asked about being free on two particular days, and you're like, yeah, I'm open. And then it was just kind of like, and it just kind of like, okay. But he didn't look to make any plans. So it's
like trying to like see where my head is at. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's testing that to see. It's like, sweetie, like, just don't like
set the date.
Yeah.
Just set the fucking,
you know, date. And this is where I'm at. I'm not into playing games, mm-hmm. you know, just be real with your shit. If you're interested in somebody, just go for it. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I say.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't work out, go for that first date. If it doesn't work out, then you keep it moving. You go on to the next. If you don't click.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, how communication works is, you know, you talk to somebody, you see if everything flows, if there's a connection, then you go to the next level, you meet. And if you like what you see and it continues, you know, like that, then there you go. You know, maybe there's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to know unless you take the next steps.
Okay? Right.
So it's like, I just feel like there's a disconnect when it comes down to that.
Yeah, I feel like you're already over it.
I am. Listen, I already said that I'm just going with the flow. Like, I don't mm-hmm. mind. You want to text me, say, hey, how you doing? Okay, fine. Hey, how you doing? How's your day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's going well.
Have you guys spoken a lot on the phone?
A few times.
Okay.
You know, but I think we've been mainly texting.
How's the conversation, like, verbally? Like, when you're...
It flows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good.
And then that's what it's all about. Like, you don't need the dead silence.
Yeah, that's the worst.
The silence. You know, that is the worst.
That's the worst when there's fucking dead
yeah,
air.
When you don't know what to, you know, to say or, like, you know, talk about.
How's the weather? Like, are you enjoying your summer? Like, that's another thing that they all start their conversation off with.
Have you gone to the beach?
Like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. How's your day? How's your summer going? About 90% of the conversations start that way.
Yeah.
Guys, there is a profile there for a reason.
Read it. Yeah, I'm glad we were on the same page when we said that.
Yes. Yes. Please read the fucking profile, because if you ask me a question that I've answered in my profile, I'm already going to write you off, because I'm like, okay,
because clearly you didn't take the time
to read it. You're just looking at me.
Yeah, you're just looking at my pictures and that's about it.
Right.
Instead of reading the profile and really kind
So if you ask me a question, I am going to answer you with a smart ass remark, which I've done many, many times. You know, if I'm like,
this is Declan 2.0 who's answering that.
Yeah. If I say,
Cheryl 2.0.
It's not my profile, it's your profile. If I say, or if Cheryl says, I have two kids that are the world to me, I adore them, blah, 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 da, 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 and then you write me with, so you have kids?
Yeah.
Then I know you didn't read the fucking profile. And actually, I've had a few guys that were like, oh, Cheryl, I love your profile. That's what got me to talk to you. And I'm like, did you really read it? That's my response. I've written that. And they're like, and then all of a sudden it's silence. Like, they're flowing at first with the conversation. And then once they said, I loved your profile. And I go, did you really read it?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like
silence,
because now they're reading it.
They know how to respond back. Yeah.
And then at that point I'm like, okay, you're full of shit.
Block.
Yes, block.
I think I've blocked almost everybody on that site. Uh-huh. Oh God. It's, you know, it's real. Like, when it comes down to dating, it's just not the...
And then the guys that are in other cities or other states.
Oh my God. Like the guy that was in New Orleans. Chicago. Yeah, no, but they remember the guy that mm-hmm. was in New Orleans who posted his profile mm-hmm. and says, I don't live in New York, but I'm just trying to see what happens or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just,
and it's
like
what?
So I responded to, like, you remember you told me to respond. It was like, is this a joke? Did your friend set you up to this to see if how many responses you get?
Yeah.
Because why would you put a profile for New York, mm-hmm. but then say, well, I live in New Orleans because of my daughter is here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't live in New York, but I just want to see what happens.
Right.
Like, why would you even do that?
Right.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, he was
from Australia, but moved I guess, or lives in New Orleans because his daughter.
Yeah, which I understand.
So I was like, I was like, is he trying to get a free ticket to New York?
Yeah, but then on the location, mm-hmm. it says Manhattan, mm-hmm. New York,
right?
But in your profile, you're saying you're New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now I have like I'm gonna keep it real, like I have this stigma about people from New Orleans, men from New Orleans. And I'm not trying to say anything like against anybody from New Orleans, okay? But you know, unfortunately, my ex was from New Orleans, and that didn't end very well. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like ixnay.
All right, so here's the rundown, guys.
If
you want to meet Cheryl, please do not be from New Orleans. Please do not be into Star Wars. Please be tall.
No Star Wars fan. You know, you could be into Star Wars. I get it, but you know, unfortunately, my ex-husband was a Star Wars fanatic, like crack cocaine Star Wars fanatic, and it was just like to the point where. No, I don't like it. Okay. I got turned off from it.
Right. Yeah. So.
Which I'm sure you can agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
For yourself.
I can.
And, you know, I'm not against anybody being into anything. Because, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever excites you, that's mm-hmm. on you. But mm-hmm. I know for myself, it was overkill.
If you're doing cosplay and all your cosplay is Star Wars, you can count me out.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yes.
I don't mind if you're into Star Wars.
I don't mind if you're into Star Wars too, but
yeah.
You know, I've kind of been there, done that. You know, I had, you
my
know.
My thing is if you're part of the Kiss Army, like because my ex, the registered sex offender.
Oh God.
He was part of the Kiss Army. He was a huge Star Wars fanatic to the point where he would do cosplay and dress like the characters from Star Wars. He was into Bon Jovi, Britney Spears, and Kiss. Those things kind of have me twitching sometimes if a guy's
Bon Jovi,
like,
it's my life is now or never.
If a guy comes up to me and he's like, Kiss is the greatest band in the world and every band sucks.
Hit
only
me, baby,
Kiss,
one more time.
I would. No, it was saying, so funny. My
I'm
friend,
saying the lyrics yeah, to these, my, each my song.
Friend, my friend used to joke with me. He's like, Dags, he's fucking crazy. He likes
I'm a
Britney
slave
Spears.
For you.
He's like Britney Spears. Fucking dude is into Britney Spears and Bon Jovi and Kiss.
What's wrong with Bon Jovi?
He was just like he was like, ew, run for the hills, man. He's like
the right voices there. That you do when it comes down to these people. The imitation.
That's how he sounds. So.
It's so funny.
Yeah, so those are my things where it's like, okay, if you're dressing up like the characters and shit, like, okay, fine, right. Whatever makes you happy, but we cannot be together in a romantic relationship.
No, that's a big no-no for me. I remember my ex was like, you know, he was like, oh, you knew I was into Star Wars. I was like, yeah, I knew you were into Star Wars, but not like crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Like you shooting up Star Wars.
Yeah.
On that level of, you know, being a fanatic, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? I didn't know it was to the extreme like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm to the point where I got totally turned off from it. So like any guy that reminds me of anything of, it's just a big no-no.
I actually just wondered, did your ex-husband ever woo you?
Yeah. Well, I could genuinely say that he did. Like in the beginning, he would like buy me gifts, you know, take me out. We would do things together, cook me dinner. He would do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a sweet guy. He's mm-hmm. not a bad person. He's not a bad guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he does have that good side. It's just, you know, the family aspect and the kids that became a problem between him and
He's just a big kid.
Yeah. But he has a good heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like he has a good heart, but he's genuinely just a big kid.
Yeah, he's genuinely just a big kid. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, in my opinion, you know what I mean? In terms of me, maybe because I'm so serious sometimes, you know, but you know,
sometimes
kind of all the time, I have my moments, you know,
resting bitch face, stay away from me. Do not approach me.
You know, then that's what I think to myself, like, you know,
yeah.
What was the reason why I was going to say that behind it? The restless bitch face. Oh, because of the people sometimes that I deal with.
Yeah.
You know, they instantly think I'm a bitch and they're scared to talk to me. And it's like, sweetie, I'm not. Like, I'm the most sweetest person that if you get to know me.
Yeah.
I am. Like, I'm the most caring and loving person. Yeah, but then I do come off as, don't fuck with me.
Don't approach me. don't approach me. I will fucking cut you. Yeah.
Like, and I think it's just like that, just because I have this guard up about me because of shit in the past.
Right.
You know, but.
What about ex-boyfriends? Did they woo you?
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. They really did. They
I'm not talking about with the dick.
No, genuinely. No. They did.
Okay.
Every time there's always a honeymoon phase where everything, you know, they try to get you, you know, so they do all the sweet things that they should be doing, taking you out to dinner, calling you, sending you gifts, doing all those things. I got that, mm-hmm. except for one. Mm-hmm. And I think you should know who that one was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm shaking my head.
Yeah.
I know.
Except for the one mm-hmm. who didn't. His form of wooing was the dick.
Yes. So to speak.
And that was his form of wooing. Uh-huh. But other than that, I mean, other than conversation and us, like, you know, having shit in common where we just talked all the time, that was about it. But not like, you know, what you would normally do to, like, really bring a woman in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if... I'm starting to think, like, I don't know if guys genuinely want to fall in love or want to have... the connection on which they speak of, because they don't really do that anymore. I think it happens when they really want to.
No, I think it happens if they're truly interested in that person, mm-hmm. because it's just an instinct to really want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really want that person. So you're going to go above and beyond to make sure you get that person if you really want it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes both ways.
Yeah.
Cause I know if I really want somebody, I'm going to just try to reel them in, but I don't do that anymore because I'm at that phase where I'm just like,
you've done enough.
Yeah, I've done enough.
You've done enough.
I have. I've
I'm just speaking, trust me. For
I
you.
No, because I feel like I'm 100% a catch, mm-hmm. because I feel like I treat the person the way they should, a man should be treated,
right?
You know, and I feel like, you know what, now it's, I feel like it's my turn.
It is.
You know, I need to, like, take a step back and I need to see a man take that true interest in me. Same thing goes for you, you mm-hmm. know? And if it doesn't show, then I'm not going to be interested.
Hmm.
Well, I'm just not.
Shouldn't be. So.
But I don't know. I guess the art of today, and I think, you know, men that are much older than us, our age and much older than us, have lost that art, you know, because of the world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just not a common thing as it used to be.
Yeah. It makes me sad, actually.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny that, I think Reverend Run from Run DMC.
Yes. I know Reverend Run.
Yeah. Him and his wife, or his wife and him, you know, they came out with some type of book and they were on some show and they were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about, you know, relationships and how, you know, a man and woman, you know, and they were very old school, mm-hmm. old school style, like how, you know, you stay married, you know, how
you have to treat
and how you treat a woman, you know, how you're supposed to, like, treat her right and do all the good things and vice versa. And they even said themselves that's kind of been lost.
Yeah.
You know, as they've, you know, in terms of their generation, because their generation is a little bit before ours. You know, and how they've seen things, you know, progress. And I can 100% agree, because I feel like I'm an old soul. Mm-hmm. I'm very old fashioned in my own right,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't even see it with our generation anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? So it's like
almost like the early 2000s came in and that thought of actually trying to woo somebody was like out the window.
No, you know why? Because I think. Not to say anything about us women, but I think we're so quick to just give it up. You know what I mean? We're mm-hmm. so quick to, like, oh, you want this? Okay.
We don't value.
And we just do, you know, we do it. And I think.
Because we don't value ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And men today have grown accustomed to women, like, being.
Why work for it?
Yeah. Why work for it? You know, mm-hmm. when I can get somebody who's just going to give it up. You know what I mean? And it just kind of, you know, it's just sad. You know,
it's like my aunt's client doesn't know how to date.
Right.
You know,
that's right, yeah.
He is like, you know, from what she tells me is that he's extremely gorgeous and he goes from relationship to relationship to relationship. Yet on the first date, it immediately goes to sex.
Right.
He doesn't actually get to know the person. And then if he jumps into this relationship after sex, he starts to realize that he's not even
attracted
or has nothing in common with this person.
Right. So he instantly just jumps into a relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're together now. We just had sex.
Like, yeah, the girlfriend that he has right now. That's how it started. They had one date and they had sex.
Just because I fuck you one time doesn't mean that we're freaking in a relationship.
Right. Like, exactly. And he's not attracted to her though. So I was like, why have sex with her then? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. So the world that we live in
today.
I just
want to soil my real oats. Yes. I just need to get it out.
Yeah. It's just weird. Like, everything happens so fast and that everybody just wants that instant gratification. That's it.
Yes. You know? I think that's what it is.
So, you know, if you're looking to meet the one, that shit takes time.
Yeah. And I'm looking to meet the one.
And that shit takes time.
Because I've gone through those stages of jumping into something really quickly and doing things fairly quickly. And I know that doesn't result to anything long term in terms of for myself. Mm-hmm. So now it's just like slow.
Mm-hmm. Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
So, but I am going to ask our listeners, and actually it was so good to connect with a few of you the other night when we did our Instagram live. It was awesome to
see you guys. Went to the Duran Duran show. Courtesy of Sister Dear.
Right. And it was so nice to see John Taylor. Yes. His fine ass. One of the hottest bass players out there. So it was cool to see some of you guys on with us and sending us love from Colombia and Switzerland.
We appreciate that 100%. And we appreciate you following us and
listening
to us. Cause you know,
it's nice to know somebody's listening to us.
Yeah. But we appreciate everybody.
Yeah. So we would love it. If you leave a review and subscribe and share your stories with us. We'd love to hear your stories. Yeah. And so have you ever wooed anybody? Has anybody ever wooed you?
Or
do you think it's lost like we do?
Yeah, because we 100% feel like it's definitely a lost.
It's a lost art, yes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people could agree. And it goes on both sides, men and women. Mm-hmm. You know, that we, in this generation, this world that we live in, I feel it's definitely lost.
Yeah. Yes. So if you can, reach out to us on ladyandtheharlot @gmail.com or ladyandtheharlot on Instagram or Facebook. Or what else am I missing? Oh,
Lady Merch. We have merch.
So
you just go to ladyandtheharlot.com and then click on merch and it will direct you to TeePublic where we have our lovely t-shirts and
swag.
Yes.
We have, and you can actually get the design that's on the shirt on a coffee mug or a phone case or a laptop. It's a variety of stuff.
Yes.
It's not just shirts. So with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Lady and the Harlot. We love you.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening and following. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
All the good girls
go. Bye. Bye.